Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help baby colic by improving lymph flow. You can tell when an infant has colic, they have a bloated belly, gas, and cry a lot from discomfort. You can help your child by understanding how the lymphatic system, a tiny network of vessels and nodes, something that we ignore, must clean the digestive system. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department in 1991, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Many of you have heard of craniosacral therapy, John Upledger, visceral manipulation, Dr. Borel from France. And what moved me the most, Dr. Bruno Ciccoli, the lymphatic system, how to drain the lymphatic system. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course, which is available now, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we are filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to dramatically improve the lymphatic system and health. Understanding this missed science, I developed body work called Lymphpractic that I use to help clients in Scottsdale, Arizona. Lymphpractic is a fully closed session to manually tune up your lymphatic system that boosts your immune system and natural detoxification to reduce inflammation. The sessions will make you or a child more relaxed in your body and mind. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. Taking steps to improve the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system, you have a better chance to overcoming an illness, lowering your risk of disease, and improving how you feel mentally and physically. So here's a scenario you or a relative may be experiencing right now. Your baby is crying nonstop, has a bloated belly, maybe clenching their fist, and is in pain, and you can't console them. There are many possible causes. If you go online, the experts say that colic may be due to an allergy to milk protein or lactose intolerance in formula-fed babies. I believe a big part to colic may be a reaction to specific foods and what mom's eating, especially this is in breastfed babies. If it's baby's not being breastfed, then it's the heavy protein-laden formulas that may be affecting the child. When the infant's lymphatic system in the body, especially digestive system, is not working optimally, cellular waste and fluid can build in the intestines. This creates inflammation and pressure, which can lead to abdominal pain, gas, and crying. You know, when I first was learning this information, when my kids were young, they're now 18 and 20, but when my daughter was young in dance school, we were sitting and I was talking to a woman who was telling me that her child was about to go have testing and be scoped because baby's always sick, vomiting, has stomach pains, and is on two acid medications. And the baby's only 8 months old. Is an 8 month old. Before I mentioned anything about pH to her, the mother told me that her breast milk at times would taste sour or bad. At that moment, I realized how an undetected acidic pH was hurting newborns. Moms did not realize that their body may be acidic, which is affecting the milk in their breast. It's making it sour, so the baby is actually drinking soured breast milk. I asked the mom to come by my office to test her pH. When the mom tested her pH, she was severely acidic at 5.1. That's almost 100 times more acidic. Her body was souring the breast milk and making the baby acidic and sick. Again, this is one cause that we're not looking at. And what is really being affected is the cisterna chyli. The cisterna chyli are three lymphatic vessels in the abdomen that go into the thoracic duct, which is a major lymph vessel in the body, in your chest. So when the thoracic duct and your shoulders get a little tight, then this cisterna chyli, these three vessels right at the base of your rib cage along your spine, when they congest, then the whole lower body, everything, builds with lymph fluid or really interstitial fluid that might be protein-rich, maybe more full of inflammation. So these children are basically starting their life with a sour stomach from mom's sour breast milk or protein-laden formula. So So look around. Many infants have distended abdomens and chubby legs. When I see chubby legs, that's a sign that that baby has abdominal congestion because the lymph fluid can't flow up the legs in through the abdomen into the chest up to the major lymph drains in the neck. So, again, when I see an infant who has heavy legs, I immediately think of digestive congestion. So we have to open up that area, the cisterna chyli, those three vessels. So an acidic pH, and pH stands for potential of hydrogen, right? We test this with pH test strips, and it's just something we should all be doing. We think acid, and that's what pH is testing, whether a solution is either acidic or alkaline or imbalanced. But we treat digestive issues as, oh, it's acid, it's just a digestive issue. But no, acid can create many issues like colic, like ear infections. So congestive lymphatics, you know, again, we have to think of how many children are getting ear tubes or ear infections, repeated ear infections. When I see ear infections, I immediately know this is a lymphatic system problem. The lymphatic system must clean every part of the body. So it really is toxic tissues in the mom that is creating soured breast milk, what is making the child's tissues acidic. And this is constricting the baby, and this can be leading to many problems, from recurring colds and infections to infant cancer, epidemic levels of asthma, aggression, learning disabilities, ADHD, Asperger's, and autism. Again, in my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, I have three chapters on autism and how it's really a major cause of it is due to lymphatic system stagnation and the buildup of cellular waste in the brain. In my office in Scottsdale, Arizona, I use work I call lymphpractic. I developed it after learning that we're filling up with cellular waste. And I help clients who have cognitive problems, chronic pain, cancer, heart disease, Lyme, neurologic Lyme, pain, swelling. My work is fully closed. I tune up your lymphatic system or your child's to boost the immune system and natural detoxification. It's gentle but powerful in its ability to reduce damaging inflammation. Lymphpractic makes you more relaxed, or your child more relaxed in your body and mind than you felt in a long time. You know, I have had parents who, a mom who's come to me because she wasn't feeling well. Her baby had colic. I didn't even work on the baby. I worked on the mom and made the mom less inflamed and less toxic, and the baby's colic went away. So we have to see that this is really about a state in the body of whether it's acid or alkaline, which can make a very big difference. The baby, we want to be neutral pH. So if you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching. I work with people all over the world, especially with autism. My goal is to help parents understand this basic information. I'm working with a woman who actually works with autistic children in England. She has an autistic child, about 8, and we've coached her a few times, and she has seen a great difference in her son. Number one, when I first coached him, he hadn't gone to the bathroom in 10 days. A little bit after our session, I think that day, he had a big bowel movement. The next day, he was more open, more clear. He also had a little detox reaction where he, you know, again, she got a little nervous that he reverted back. But then the next day, he was better. So we have to understand how when we get the lymphatic system going, it first makes them more toxic. But if we understand it, it's not scary, because that means that we're removing cellular waste that's inflaming them. And the child will eventually see a little clarity, get a little better digestion, and again, possibly better skin problems. So again, this is affecting every child. It doesn't matter what. We see a lot of colic, and it's not just about an allergy. It really is about acidic tissues. So I'm going to explain how to gently use lymphatic drainage, or you can call it massage. I like to call it lymphatic drainage, to open the cisterna chyli in the abdomen to physically help improve circulation. So you want to place here, let me get a little water. You want to place the child comfortably on their back. If they like being up on a little pillow, you can do that. You place your hand under their back, and you're almost going to be covering from their shoulders down to mid-abdomen. And it's just be very comfortable. If it's just your fingers, if that fits in there comfortably, that's fine. If you fit your palm of your hand, that works too. And then you're going to just put your right hand on the baby's abdomen, which you're very gently, you're hardly touching them, really no pressure at all. So if you want to put a pillow next to their body so you can rest your arm on that pillow, that would work. So you place your right hand on the abdomen, the heel of your hand is on the abdomen, especially the pinky side of your hand is on the abdomen, and your fingers are just gently touching the rib cage. Your fingers are on the left side of the rib cage, two fingers, and your thumb is on the right. And this is no pressure at all. If you put pressure, you can actually back it up a little bit. So it really is light, 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 hardly touching pressure. And you may even hear some gurgling noises when you hold here. Remember, no pressure, very gentle. And this will help open up. You can sit here for about 2 to 3 minutes, 5 minutes. It'll be relaxing to the baby. This will help open up the lymphatics in the abdomen. It opens up the cisterna chyli. The three vessels are in the abdomen. So I'm going to go through it one more time. Your left hand goes under the infant, could be supporting the back and abdomen. Your right hand is going to be on the abdomen. Your fingers will be on the rib cage, just the lower part of the rib cage, very gently. Fingers on the left, thumb on the right. And you're just going to hold that. Remember, no pressure. Actually, take your hand off and then gently place it down again. And you'll feel, just, you'll start to feel things relax in the area. The baby may even relax. And you hold this for a few minutes. You can even put a little gentle blanket over them if they like to have a blanket over them. So it's something that you can use to open up the digestion. But there's much more. If you're breastfeeding, which is very important, again, check your pH. If you're not breastfeeding, try goat milk, which has proteins which are smaller and more like human breast milk. If you're using formula, try triple filtered formula that removes the heavy proteins which can help your child. So look at what you're eating, mom. Is it acid or alkaline forming? You can go onto my homepage at healthylymphsystem.com, that's healthylymphsystem.com, and see a PDF of an acid alkaline food chart. It's a link. Download it, put it on your refrigerator, eat more alkaline foods, fruits and vegetables, basically. And it makes your body more alkaline. It will help the child if you're breastfeeding. Are you hydrated? Are you drinking water with minerals? Are you drinking coffee? Are you drinking alcohol? Are you having sodas? Are you smoking cigarettes? If you have stress, you have to manage it, right? Stress, we're always going to have it, but stress will make us very acid in our body. So, mom, you have to manage your stress. Go for a walk. Take a warm Epsom salt bath. For the baby, place a couple of bay leaves in a cup, pour in some hot water, let that steep for a few minutes, cool the water, and let your baby drink this. Within a few minutes, you'll see the baby start to burp. Bay leaves are very alkaline, so you're giving the baby alkaline tea when you put bay leaves in tea and let it steep for a few minutes. Mom, you need to really also get some type of liquid magnesium. I like Natural Calm. It's a easy form, a powdered form you can put into water for your baby, or you can use ionic magnesium. But magnesium helps to make the body more alkaline. Epsom salt baths. If you're using an infant bath, put maybe an eighth of a cup of Epsom salts to, you know, a little bit more into their little bath, and, you know, bathe them in it for a few minutes. That sucks into their body, makes them more alkaline. If you go on a bath with Epsom salt, mom, take the baby in with you for just a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes. You can stay in for longer, but only a few minutes for the baby, and you'll see a big difference within and don't do it every day. Do it every 2 to 3 days. And we want to really bond with your baby. Massage their arms. Massage their legs. Do this a nightly massage. It helps to open up the lymphatic system. So, again, learn more about this information at OsipinskiHealthAcademy.com. Check out my virtual course on demand. It's ready now. Detox your lymphatic system, boost your brain, weight loss, and life. Next Thursday's show will be on how to help sciatic pain with lymphatic system detoxification, something I suffered with, and I'm going to help you get rid of that pain. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system and your child's makes a difference in your life. This is really something we all need to understand. If you know anyone who is suffering or has a child who is suffering, please tell them about healthylymphsystem.com, about our website, and check out our webinars. We do a webinar every Thursday. Check it out on our website. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.